It's not possible to cut it off. You can't cut off the end of an eved. Rashi says the shayach be mitzvahs. If you ain't a rishoy lechavu boy, an eved kananin is mechui be mitzvahs, and you can't hurt him. So therefore, you're not allowed to chop off his hand. So pshita, the husband has to give the whole eved to his wife. Elo keren shapor. With that, the Mishnah says the baal could write the get on the horn of the cow is l'ktsayu v'leisvelo. Why can't the husband just chop off the horn and give it to his wife? How come the Mishnah's mashmi has to give her the whole parah? So the Gemara says, on Makrokos, the Pasuk says, v'kosa v'nosan lo. The husband has to have the get written up, and then it has to be able to give it over right away. So we darshin mi she'enor mechusar el k'sivu nesina. The only thing that's missing is the k'siva writing the get, and then right away to give it over. But Yotzezeh goes out over here, she'mechusar k'siva k'tzitza nesina. Over here it's missing that after the k'siva, you cannot give over this horn to your wife, because first you have to chop it off. But since it's missing a meister in between, that's where here it would be possible. So if you'd go to chop off the horn, then it would be possible. So that's what the Mishnah says. The only answer is, you have to give your wife the whole parah, then the get is chal. Then the Mishnah says that the Rabbi Yosef Glilu Yoimer, he says you cannot write a get on Balachayim and on Oichlim. Not on the hin of an eved, not on a cow, and not on oichlin. So my time with Rabbi Yosef Glili, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosef Glili? The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, Sefer, because of law, Sefer creases. So ain li yella Sefer. I would think maybe it has to be mamish like a Sefer Torah. That's the way you have to give your wife a get. Minayin la rabba is called dover. How do I know you can give it to on anything, any piece of parchment, any piece of paper you can write a get on? Talmud Leim of a cost of law. The Pasuk says no to write her. Mikol Mokim, any way you want, you can write her a get. In Cain, if so, Ma Talmud Leim is Sefer. How can the Pasuk before it says the word Sefer? I tell you, Ma Sefer, Dove Shein by Ruach Hayim. Just like a Sefer, Menastam is not a Ruach Hayim, an animal is not called a Sefer. A Ruach Hayim is something that has life to it, it's not called a Sefer. V'yein oichel, and a safe result is not something you could eat. Is that what the pasuk means? Af kol dover shein by ruachayim v'yein oichel. You could write a get on anything that's either not a ruachayim and has no life to it, and it's not called an oichel. But something that's an oichel or ruachayim, that's not called a sefer. That's what the pasuk means by sefer. That has to be something that's not living and not an oichel. So tomorrow of Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk by sefer? The Rabbanan say, get this kosher even on Eichlim, even on Baal Chayim. Where it says, he costs of a bas sefer, the Torah would have said like the cost of a bas sefer, you have to write to get in a sefer, kidikamrit, it will be good the way you're saying it. But hashtag the siv sefer, now that the pasuk says, tam, the word sefer, it means, lesfiras dvar mudiyasa. So only coming us to tell us, that how was the sefer written up? What do you have to write inside the sefer? You have to write, like Rashi says, the boy Krisus. V'yakoma the boy lichter. The pasuk just means that you have to write the nyanim of a get, the nyanim of sfiras dvorim of Krisus. That's what you write. You have to write inside the get, but not that it has to be written on a sefer. V'rabbonon hay v'kosav mayovedlei. If so, what did the Rabbanan do with the word v'kosav? In other words, l'ditu Rashi said l'yitzach l'rabbi is called dover. Sharei l'kova kosav dover k'sevosoi. Like Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it says basay sefer. I always think only a sefer has to say v'kosav law. Anything then sefer excludes a bal chai and oichlim. According to the Rabbanan, that say that they don't dash in the word sefer. Dafka sefer. So anywhere I know you can write to get with anything. Why does the Torah have to say the word v'kosav? V'kosav mayoved lei. The Gemara says, "Mi boyle, I need it for to teach us the ksiva miskareshes v'yeni miskareshes pekesef. That you can only be megarisher with money and with a get, with a ksav, and not with money." Kosal katar the minai would have thought to say, "Akish yitzia lavaya, tis a hekish of yitzia going out gershin to avaya to kedushin." The pasuk b'yotzav hoisa. So ma havaya, just like havaya kedushin. Kesef, you can mekadesh your wife with kesef, shava kesef. If you'd see her, I would have thought to say, here with them when you want to give her a get, nami bekesef, maybe it's also good, you could give her money for the get. Kamash run, that's what the apostle got to say, the cost of law, no, the get is dafka bekseva, not with money. So the more of the iduch, how does the Gersek like, really know this? Nafkale mi seifa krisus. So idashin seifa korso, v'yein dov racha korso. Mi seifa krisus tells us only a seifa could be cursed. and nothing else, not money. Viduch, why don't Rabbanu learn out from this? Mi boy loy dover hakuris beinoy lebeino. That it teaches this pasuk of Misayfa Krisis comes to teach us something else. That halach of get is that when you give your wife a get, you have to be finished with her and no ties with her anymore. You can't make conditions with her that last forever. Kedetanya, like we learned, if somebody gives a get to his wife and says, I raise a gitcha amanashla tishti yayin, amanashla you don't drink wine, amanashla tokla besavich, amanashla you don't go to your father's house, loilam forever. So she's still attached to him, loilam, that she can never drink wine or go to her father's house. Ain't that krisis, that's not called a good get. It's not called she's kara, she's tied, cut off from her husband. What about if the husband just says, shletokla besavich? What about at shleishim yoim? The husband just makes a condition for the next 30 days you can't drink wine, you can't go to your father's house. Then I raise the krisis, because after 30 days you'll be finished, you'll be completely tied off, cut off from your husband. That's called krisis even right now. So that's what the Yisrael Glila does with the word misayfa krisis. But the more of Yiduch, what did the bottom do with this? Mikras krisis. There's now for an extra word mikoras. It's krisis of the word misayfa koras. What does it say krisis for? Teach us these two things. V'iduch, the other one holds not like that, holds Koros Krisus Ledashi. He does not make the drasha from Koros Krisus. It's not an extra word. So Kitzur, that's the machlokes of Nabi Yisrael Glilu and the Chachamim to Idashin at the beginning from the word Sefer. Means the Iker, a get has to be written dafker in a Sefer, which means not Palachayim and not Oichlim. And according to the Rabbanan, no, but Sefer just means Sfiras Dvorim B'Yalmo, does not mean to teach us on what you have to write to get. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chof Aleph from the base by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ein koisvin b'mechubel lekarka." You're not allowed to write a get when the leaf is still attached to the ground. Even though we had in the Mishnah before, you could write a get on the leaf of an olive tree, on a big leaf, but only if you first cut off the leaf. If it's still mechubel, still attached to the ground, you can't write the get. But what about kosva b'mechuba? Let's say, no, first you did write the get on something that's attached. And then tolshu, then you first picked it off. V'chosmu, then you had the edim sign on the get. In other words, first you wrote the get when the leaf was still attached. Then you tore off the leaf, and then you had edim sign on it. V'nosnu lon, you gave it to a kosher. It says here the get is kosher. So the Gemara is going to ask, it's a stira. The Mishnah starts off and says, "Ein koisvin b'mechuba." You're not allowed to write a get when it's attached to the ground. And then it says, if you write it, it's kosher, so it's a stira. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's possible, even in such a way, in a way where you had it written first, and then you tore it off, and you had Adam sign, that's possible. Because if Yehuda Shita is, ad shetheik sivosoi v'chasimosoi v'tolish. Rabbi Yehuda holds both the ksiva and the chsim of the get. We had the Gemara before, he holds Lishmo, goes on both. When you write the get, Allah of the Kosav law, all the dinam of the get applies both to the ksiva, the writing of the get, and the signing of the get. So since there's Allah, you can't write the get or sign it when it's mechubra attached to the ground, so Yudhishthira is both. The ksiva and the ksima have to be when it's patolish, and not if one of them is when it's mechubra. He holds his posel. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserra Oimer and Koisvin Loyal Anir Hamochuk. You can't write a get on a piece of paper that you could erase. In other words, it has to be on parchment that was worked over, that if you try and erase it, it'll be nicky. You'll be able to tell that you're erasing it. But a straight piece of paper that if you erase it, you can't tell, it's possible to write a get on it. For Loyal Adiftera, the same thing, a type of a parchment that was not worked over yet, you can't write a get on it. Mifnei shu yochel is dayif, because you can erase things there. So we're afraid maybe the husband wrote certain conditions in the get, that he's only giving the get if she does this and this and this, and later, or else she made conditions, and later we're afraid one of them will erase it and we won't know about it. So therefore, if it's a piece of paper that you can erase on it, it's possible to write a get on it. That's his lashon, mifnei shu yochel is dayif. You could forge things on it. The Chachamim Achshir and the Chachamim say, so what? Doesn't make a difference. Even though it's a piece of paper that could be forged, it doesn't make a difference. Still, the get is kosher. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is in. So again, the Mishnah started off and says that Ein Koisim B'Mechub L'Karka. You cannot write a get when the leaf is still attached to the ground. As for tomorrow, it's a kasha, Kosval B'Mechubor, and then the Mishnah says, if you do write the get when it's still attached,
and then you tolshu, you tear it off, and then you have the Yedim sign, it's kosher. So Gemara asks, for your Amrit Reisha, you said at the beginning of the Mishnah, ain't kosrin, mashma not at all, that you can't write the get when the leaf is still attached to the ground. And then the Mishnah right away says that if you write when it's still attached, as long as you tear it off before the Yedim sign, the get is kosher, so it's a stira. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, v'usha shaya mokam atarif. That's what the Mishnah means in the second part, that if you write the get when it was still attached, it means you only wrote the normal writing of a get. But the tarif, that's the main part. Rashi says that's the name of her and him, and the name of the city where they live, which is called the gufresh or get, that you can't write when it's still attached to the ground. So v'usha shaya mokam atarif. That's what the Mishnah says, if you did write it when it's mechubar, it means you only wrote the typhus, like just a normal star. But the information that you have to put into it, that has to be written l'shmo, that could only be written after the leaf was torn off. It can't be mechubar. V'chein Amar Reb Loza, Loza says the same thing, that Amar Reb Oishiyo, v'usheshaya mokam aterif. That the Mishnah says, if the get was written when it was mechubar, still attached, of course it means that you did not write the her name or his name or the city, the main part of the get, the tarif, that cannot be written when it was still attached. That, of course, you have to write after it was pulled off. And v'chein omer rabba babachon, omer rabbi yechanan, v'ushe shayim mokam atarif. Again, the same thing, that avad v'soni kosher in the Mishnah, if you left over the mokam atarif, and you wrote that after it was pulled off. Now, who does our Mishnah go like? For Rabbi Eliozahi, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Shita, the Yoma that he holds, Eide Misira Karsi. That was a famous machlekes Reb Lezer and Reb Meir, that Reb Lezer always says the main part of a get or a shtar is the ksiva, the writing of it. Because that Eidim sign on it, we don't even need the Eidim to sign on the get or any shtar. Because the main part of the Eidim is the Eidim Misira. The Eidim that are there when they watch the shtar being given over, or a get from the man to the wife, those Eidim are the main part of the Eidim. Those are the Eidim that make the Chalais Gershon. According to Reb Lezer, you don't have to have Eidim signing on the get altogether. When the Torah says a Lashon of the Kosav law, you have to write the get. That means the actual get itself. That's what has to be written L'shmo. Eidim you don't need on a get altogether. It's only at the Konam of the Rabbanim to have Eidim sign on it so that you'll have a proof later on. But Reb Lezer Shita is the Omar, he says, Eidim Misira Karsi. Which Eidim makes the Chalais, makes the get take place? That's the Eidim that are there, B'shasta, giving it over. Therefore, what's the main part of the get? The Ksiva, the writing of it. Therefore, V'ochit Komar, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ein Kais Sven Teufis. Metchila Chatchila, you're not supposed to write any part of the get. Even the Teufis, that's just the regular Nusach, the regular part of the get. Even that you should not write when it's Mechuber. Why? Because Shema Yikosef Teref. We're afraid maybe you'll also come to add in the names and the place, the main part of the get. So, L'chatchila, you're not supposed to write any part of the get when it's still attached. Then the Mishnah says, what about B'dieved? Kosvu L'teifus? Let's say, no, the Sofer first wrote, Stam the Nusach of the get, when the leaf was still attached to the ground. Then V'tolshu, then he tore off the leaf. And Kosvu L'teref. Now he added into it the name of the man and the wife, and the place, the main part of Lishmo. So it's considered the Ksiba Saget was done Lishmo when it was betolish. V'nosnullah, and then he gives it over to a kosher. So that's the way these mandiyorim all answer our Mishnah. There's no stira that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Lezer Shita, that the main part of the get is the Ksiba, and here the tarif, that is not written when it was attached. Now, Resh Lakish Shomano Chos Mushninu. Resh Lakish learns that's what the Mishnah says. Kosvu means the Chsima. In other words, Ein Kosvin means in the Mishnah, means that you can't have the get signed when it's attached. Why? Because Reb Meihi. Resh Lakish learns our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. The Omar Eide Chasim Karsi. Reb Meir Shita is the main part of a shtar is the signing of the Eidim. The writing of the get does not have to be Lishmo. When the Torah says the kosav law to write her a get, what's the main part of a ksiv according to Rameya? The signing of the Eidim. Therefore, before the Eidim sign, you could do what you want. So therefore, you could write the get when it's attached to the ground. As long as it's pulled off before the Eidim sign, since the main part of the get is the signature of the Eidim, that has to be when it's tolish. The Gemara says, Vochikomer. And this is what our Mishnah means to say. And Kais Fin Tarif. You're not allowed to write the Chatchilu Tarif when it's Mechubar. You can't write the Tarif. Why? It's a Gzeir Hashem Yichtam. We're afraid maybe you come to sign also when it's attached. But what about Kosvul Tarif? Let's say you even went and wrote the Hoget, even the names and the place when it was still attached. And then Tolshu, then you ripped it off. Chosmu, and then the Eidim signed when the get was already torn off. V'nostu lo kosher. That's what our Mishnah means. So Rosh Lakish learns our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, and the main thing is that the Chsima Seidim, when the Eidim sign, it has to be on a Sefer, which is Tolish. Torn off, not Mechubel Karka. Now, Menunu Alocha. What about Kosvu al Cheres shel Otsus Nokuf? You have a flower pot that's Otsus Nokuf, that has a hole in it, and you have flowers growing inside it. Now you write the get on the flower pot itself, on the cheres. So locher is kosher. It's a kosher get. Why? Because we say, the shokulei v'yoyiv lei nalei. What is the husband going to do? He's going to pick up the whole flower pot and give it to her. So therefore, the flower pot now is not called mechuber. It's only in the flower pot. And it's not missing anything. Right after you write the get on the flower pot, you could just pick it up and give it to your wife. It's not called missing any type of a ketisha or ripping off. Mashenken, what about al olo shalotzis nokuf? Let's say he wrote the get on a leaf from a flower pot. Now the flower pot is not called mechubel karka. So really the get should be kosher. So where it says no, it's a machloikis here. Abayiro makoshev rova maposel. It's a machloikis. Why? Abayiro makoshev, why? To shock.